Blog Talk Radio. Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have to speak to your government and have you recognize that what I'm saying is truth. All that I've told you was the truth and nothing but the truth. And so help me, I have not been telling you anything but the truth. And your government is playing all kinds of games in the background. Your government went and lied and told my family that whatever, I don't know what they told them. Because we haven't done anything. Honey, could you come over here for a minute, please? I just want to verify this just in case, just so that you can understand where I'm coming from. Have I been lying to you? I'm lying about the situation. You were with me all through the process of what we've been going through. Have I been lying about what I was speaking about publicly?
No, you don't speak lies. You haven't been telling lies to us about anything. Even if it means that others think poorly of you, you speak the truth and you stand up for the truth. That's the kind of person that you are and have been all our lives together.
Thank you, honey. I just needed your help for the public to hear this.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks a lot. Your government has been trying to tell me that I'm not supposed to have money because I'm materialistic. I don't care what they think of me, materialistic or not. I need that money, and I earned it because I worked my butt out making sure that you are aware of information that you need to know in order to protect yourselves. Your government has been playing all kinds of games, trying to tell me that I shouldn't want money. Let me tell you something. They rob me of my opportunities every step of the way. Not only did they do it to me, they did it to my daughter. They did it to our son. They did it to my husband. And, you know, what makes me very unhappy about your government is that they're using oracles to lie for them. They're using everybody to lie for them and mistreat a family that has done nothing to anyone. Your government has been terrorizing me from the get-go, from the day I walked into Canada till now. When we tried to go to court, do you know what they did? They set up all kinds of scenarios to block us from being able to deal with the problem. They blocked us in the courthouse. They set up police. They set up all. If you think I'm kidding you, many of the policemen must have spoken to their wives and other people about this. Now, if they speak about it, I don't know. I do know that the husbands obviously spoke to them about that, or they were aware of it before. These are things that have been going on in our lives from the beginning when I came into Canada till now. And when my husband and I decided that we were going to go to court because these things were going too far, your government set up all, they tried to kill us on the streets. They tried to kill me when I had my young kids. The men who decided that I'm supposed to sleep with them that were Caucasian and European, they could not get to sleep with me. And because of this, I'm going through this hell. Canada is responsible for the deterioration of our rights, our the working and money coming into the house. We are in this position not because we have been lazy, but because we were showing ourselves to stand out above the rest because of the quality of life that we lived. They could not get me to go to bed with anyone. They could not get me to do anything wrong to my family. And this is why they're doing what they're doing, because they want to, the men have become sexually perverted. They're doing all kinds of pervertation. You should see what they're doing to me. This morning, you know how many times they have been trying to rape me or using their technology on my body, in my womb, and in my rectum? I have to go every few minutes and spray just to get them out of the way, and they keep coming back. They're using landlords and landladies wherever we go, wherever we lived, and they still are, to attack and abuse us, to come into the house and act as if they're coming to do different things, and they're not coming to do anything inside of the house, nor do they tell us that they're coming to do anything. My husband told them about the place needed to be fixed. None of them came to see it. They came to cut the grass in the front. The back is not cut. Usually they cut the grass in the back. That's they have been doing it except for this time. But with everything else, these people have been set up to torment and torture us and act as if they care when they don't even show that they do care. No one does. No one that we have spoken to or connected with has treated us as if they cared. We have been abused in all different ways. And these people are talking about sowing negativity in the environment. You know what they're calling negativity? That we are speaking to you about the problems that they're creating for us. That's what they're calling negativity. They're not speaking about the negativity that they have put us through hell from the beginning when I walked into Canada till now. They killed three of my siblings. Three of them, ladies and gentlemen. They used the United States to kill one. They killed another one killed another one in Toronto. Where does your government get off? They need to pay me my money and pay to me right now because I'm not playing games. And I took the Tara out of my computer because they're going into my Tara and changing up wording so that they can now abuse me.
Yeah, they were giving you a hard time with the program too.
Yes.
They kept trying to,
this morning too.
Yes,
yeah.
They kept trying to change things within it.
Yes.
And then when you finally got to it, they were saying all sorts of things that were complete lies.
Yes, quite true. These are the things that some of the things that have been going on. And your government recognizes that they are losing a battle that they created and is now setting up for us to become telling us that we can't get that all that money because we do not have the right to it because I am a god and I have no right to that. Meanwhile, they're cutting me down as a god and told me I have no power, I have no this, I have no that. Well, of course I don't have any. I came as a human being to deal with these problems. I did not come here to play games with anyone. We were going to work. We were being harassed and persecuted. We were working and they were spending their times trying to sleep with us. Your government was setting up all these different things to abuse my family, tried to kill my daughter on how many different occasions? No matter what they're doing to my brain, my memory is still coming back. They're trying to make me lose blood. They're putting bugs, bed bugs still inside. After we go and get rid of them, they go and put more back. They're coming inside of this bedroom and attacking us night and day, ladies and gentlemen. And I am not kidding you. They're bringing people from wherever to the United States, in Canada, anywhere to abuse us, beat us up, do whatever they want and get away with it. They even had someone on my bed when I was lying down because my body was fatigued and my body is still hurting all over. I keep getting colds because they're attacking in that area in my body, in different parts of my body. But that particular area, they're putting bacteria into my mouth, into my nostrils, attacking my ear, attacking my head. I mean, I put out those things there for you to hear with the help of my husband and our daughter. They're abusing my daughter for treating me well, attacking and abusing her for helping me in areas that I am her mother. I brought her into the world. Why shouldn't she help her mother? This is what they've been doing to a lot of families because the families are busy working and that's what they wanted them to do, to go out and work in their businesses so that they can now, everybody there, so that they can now turn the kids into the kind of war zone that they have. That's why these kids have become manipulative and terroristic in how they're treating others. They're calling me a terrorist, and meanwhile, I'm being terrorized by them all through the process. I haven't done anything. All I've done was spoken out. Is that terroristic? I have a right to speak out. They're attacking and abusing me and my family, killed three of my family and promised to kill us. That's what they've been doing. They've been terrorizing us by telling us about in different, using the Tara, using different oracles to try to abuse us. Terrorizing us, telling us they're going to kill us and they're going to, you know, they'll do this. Listen, they've done everything they want to do. And I am letting you know this. And then you know something? They even have these cars making loud noises when we are speaking on the air. They have people coming up to pass. Suddenly, this place was very quiet when we first came here, St. Catharines. Guess what they're doing? They have loads of cars now able to come through a small area where the public is living, a public area where the people are living, and making loud noises through the day and through the night. These are the same government that was telling me that I can't sing on the streets. They stole my Walkman to make sure that I can't sing anywhere. I'd rehearse at home. Guess what they do? They attack and abuse my body until I stop. I haven't been able to rehearse. My husband, once in a while, put on some music. I even get an attack once in a while then, too. And I can't rehearse with it because when I'm doing it on an everyday basis, they come attacking. When we lived on Spring Grove, they were attacking me for rehearsing inside of the house and telling telling me that the neighbors said that I'm making too much loud noises. How could we make loud noises when we're inside of a house and the windows are closed? Well, they're not closed all the time. We have to get air at times in the summer. But we cannot do anything. This government does not want us to move. And you know why? Because we are telling the public about the problems that they did not expect that I would have done. They thought I would be so humiliated by what they have done that I was not going to speak. I shocked them. Not only did I speak, I said some things I never would have said ever in my life. I came here to help you, not to hurt you. I did not come here to hurt anyone, and I was not hurting anyone. How did I become a terrorist? Your government has been lying to you all along and setting you up to abuse a family that has done nothing wrong to anyone and would not have had battles with their family had it not been for the interference of your government telling my husband that he should control me. I did not need control. I was training my husband. He needed help. He was not trained. He was not shown the right way to live and how he can get the best out of his life. He asked me for help, and I was giving him the help. And because I love him, I wasn't too happy with him doing things that I felt was hurtful and painful to me. Why is it okay for men to rape and do damage to women? Not that my husband raped me, okay? Why is it okay for men to rape and do damage to women? And women cannot fight back. And when they do, they're treated as if they have no right to. I'm hearing things from people speaking, guys speaking in the streets, saying that the court said that you can do whatever you want and just don't stay long with the woman. Just leave her right away. Care about the rights of the women. They treat the women like trash, and the women are the ones who gave them the life that they have. Do they? I don't know if their mothers would be happy with them, especially when they're doing this damage to women and the mother is a woman. Here we go with the noise. Are you hearing it? I think my daughter was telling me you cannot hear it on the air. It apparently has been blocked off so that won't happen. It won't come through the air. But we are hearing it. They're making it loud enough so that I will forget what I'm saying, even though they're attacking me in the head to block my memory. They think that I'm remembering too much. So they want to stop me from memory. And they're telling, you know what they're doing? The threat, the new threat? If you saw any negativity in the environment, you know what you did. They're going to do you in. Well, not in those exact words, but that's what it meant, in other words. This is what they're using oracles to do, to help them, to do you in. And so they can get away with it. And because y'all are spending a lot of time doing a lot of wrongs, many of you, you think that everybody is practicing that. Well, I did not practice those things. And I have always worked towards helping others and helping my family. When people needed my help, I did not mistreat them. I treated them well. I've never disrespected anyone in my life when I spoke to them about things that they needed until your government set up human beings to terrorize us on the streets, everywhere. You know why they told, later on they told us that I was being terrorized? Because I stand out. Because I don't do the things that they're doing. They want to turn me into them and turn me into a criminal because they feel that I'm looking too good in the eyes of the public. My family are exemplary. You know why I say they're exemplary? Because this is a family that wants the best of themselves and have been given the best of themselves to the public. This is a family that does not abuse anyone. But if you continue to abuse them, they're going to fight back. They're going to fight back because that's what is the right thing to do. You don't have to beat people up in order for you to stop the problem. You have to speak out publicly. And if they're threatening your life, you have to show them that you're not afraid of them. Because any fear that people think that you have, they will use it against you. They will terrorize you even more. We've been terrorized to the max. They tried to kill my husband last summer. They tried to kill my daughter when she was at birth and after as she was growing, different places she had to go, school system. She was being abused. Trying to kill my daughter, trying to rape her on many occasions. This girl did not get raped because we were on the bandwagon protecting her. We were not going to sit back and allow anybody to rape a young lady that is well-trained, that is loved by her family, that is cared about, and our son too. We love him. These were the perfect kids. They did not behave badly. They did not do wrong. And they were being persecuted in the school system. Your government is responsible for it, and they need to pay us the $8 trillion because that's what they have to pay. And they need to stop telling people that they shouldn't look for money when you have robbed the public of all the money they had. You're still robbing them in the systems that you created to keep these people controlled because you don't want them to have money. That's why you killed Michael Jackson. That's why you have O.J. Simpson locked up. Not because he killed anybody. You're the one who did the killing. And then you blamed him and hoped that Cochrane wouldn't help him. He won't get away with it. Cochrane helped him, and y'all kill Cochrane too. You've been killing a lot of African people. I can call out all the names that I saw that was being killed. But I think you all need to find that out yourselves if you really care. If you don't care, you're running your tails and going to sleep with the African males while you're killing out the African people bit by bit and acting as if you're superior and you're better than anybody else. You're not superior. If you were superior, you would not be treating people this way. If you were superior, this society would have been better. If you were superior, people would not be taken away and called criminals without being tormented and tortured by you. You torment, you torture them, you put them through hell, scatter them, their brains, and then turn around and blame it on the parents. It's not the parents. It's your government, your systems that y'all are participating in helping while they rip you off, forcing taxes on the groceries. But I'll tell you something that you could do to stop it. Buy few groceries. Do not buy a large amount of anything. Stop buying a lot and just eat small portions of everything so that you don't have to buy. And when they see the money is going down and they keep raising the taxes and people stop buying, they will have to make changes. And there are other ways you can do it too. If you notice, they took the seeds away and now they're turning them into something else. You're getting plastic food to eat now. All the good food they used to have is now gone. They're trying to control the whole world. And you know something? In so many ways, I think they are. When I spoke about it, they did not like that. They weren't too happy. So they said, "You're talking nonsense." They knew what they were doing. They're terrorizing the different countries into doing what they want so they can control the world. And they're planning in big stakes. But these, you know what will happen with this kind of scenario? The African people are going to suffer. People of color are going to be killed out. That's what they're planning. This is why they plan to do all these different things before many other things before, and guess what? We're suffering it right now. You know something? It's because of me that y'all have not gone underground as yet. I fought to make sure that you're aware of the information and the problems that are taking place so that they can't put you underground as slaves. Your slaves out on top of the ground right now. They were planning to put you, certain human beings underground and keep the children on top so they can rape all of them and do whatever they want with them and kill them when they want to. This is what they're doing. They're planning, according to what I heard, they're planning to create a new race of beings. Slavery, they will be using them for slavery. But how they're going to do it, they're going to be genetically, how was it?
At least from what I heard, they're going to be, that they want to make their own genetically created beings, using their own, using genetics to sort of be able to grow them, and then have them owned completely by them, so that they can have them work as slaves, and create a slave race.
That's something like what they're planning. But they were trying to do it long before. Become much more astute to the things that are taking place in your environment. Stop being prejudiced. Start working together as a family. You can stop the government. You can get rid of the government. You don't need governments like this. You don't need these people. You can do much better without them. They're running your lives. They're running amok. Women are being raped all over the place and children are being harmed. These are the terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. These are the people who have us locked up here, starving, laughing at us around Christmas because we did not have any money to buy even food, let alone gifts for each other. If it were not for my daughter finding ways in which she can do some work on the net, to make a little change so that she can get gifts for her family. We used to give them beautiful gifts. You know what happened? She's the one who gave us gifts this Christmas. All of us. We had no money. We did not have much food. We've been suffering since I have been in Canada. And since my husband came with me, he was going through that with his own mother. Not that she was incapable. I believe that all these different women are suffering the bereavement of a society that cares nothing about them. And what they do is they sell out their children, sell out their anything, and don't care about their kids. Because if you get close to your kids, then they take advantage of you and your children. I got close to my kids, and I'm happy that I did. Because my children need more than anything that this society could give. They need love and attention. My son was the most beautiful son bringing up. He was not a problem, never was. My daughter, same thing. Our daughter. Yeah, it's true. Our daughter, it's true. It's my husband's children too. And it's not fair that this man has been abused, robbed of his rights, and he just went along to get along just so he doesn't have to deal with the problems. You know what it cost us? My children being tormented and tortured in the school system, the Catholic school system. My children forced to make friends with Caucasian and European kids that were mistreating them, that were running them ragged in the school system because the government was using the police to tell the kids what to do, to abuse these kids. Turn teachers and children in the school system against my daughter. She had nowhere to turn. They were literally abusing my child. I love my kids with all my heart and soul. These are the goal of my life. Nothing could touch these kids. Any kids I brought into the world, I love them dearly. I never turned on my children. And your government used any kind of thing because they saw that I couldn't be bought. And I still can't be bought. But the job that I did in Canada, and the hell that I've been put through along with my family, and the fact that they killed some of my family and did every damage they could possibly do, Canada owes me the $1 trillion, and the United States set it up so they own me that too. And when I went back to the United States, they treated us like criminals, put chains on us. And then the president had a picture showing and put out some words saying, I can't help you. His back is turned. And later on, I found out that he wants to protect his children. Well, that's an honorable thing. Your kids are first and foremost. But when you have a job to serve all of life, to all of the community, you don't community, because once you give up on the community, your children are not being protected. Your children are in danger. Those are beautiful kids. But it's important that you recognize that once you go to run a country, you have many kids to look after. All I'm seeing is a bunch, ladies and gentlemen, learn to know yourselves. Do not trust oracles that does not really know you, because what they're doing is spending their time a few hours watching what you're doing in your home. They're sending people to do that. That's why they're using the coat of invisibility, so that they can study what you're doing. And, you know, they couldn't find anything on me. Even at home, I was not a bad person. Then they knew it. But they looked for anything and change it up. They said they told me personally in front of my husband that they will make up anything that they can't, if they see that because they cannot find anything on me, they were going to make up things or create scenarios where I'll fall for. And they did that. They set up African males, African females, all kinds of people to mistreat me in the train system, TTC, in the buses, in the lobbies of the train system when you're going to get the train, the subway station. Everywhere we turned, we were terrorized. Your government did it. They were the terrorists and have been from the beginning. We terrorize no one. But anyone attacking and abusing us, we will speak out. That's what we do. And that's what I did. I learned to fight back through my mouth, because when we were going to do different things in the honest way and we did the right thing, we were being mistreated. It's time that your systems and your government start recognizing that if they pull away from the system, the people should remove themselves from the job system and find jobs on home, cleaning their yard. They even have the banks doing the same thing to you. Everywhere you go, grocery stores, banks. If everybody is doing it, you think they'll be able to do that and get away with it? Work together. You are bigger than any government. They are putting a lot of people in the government so that they can control you. And all the things that was told that you will be able to get is being taken away. Mr. Trudeau said he was going to stop the people from not being able to smoke marijuana. Marijuana is not an evil thing. It's not a bad thing. What they are doing to us is evil and bad. They kill us faster than any smoke that we can smoke. And I smoked the marijuana because that kept me alive all through the process. I have never been ashamed or worried about it, because it's something that is growing from the ground. Why should I be ashamed? Because y'all decided that I am supposed to be ashamed because y'all are dumb enough to allow other people. Okay, according to the movie, don't say dumb, but I say it now, that you're dumb enough to allow the government to control you in all different ways. And meanwhile, you're looking for people to abuse, running after African males to steal them from the wives because you think you can get away with it because your government set you up to do that. When the African males were going after Caucasian women, your government started killing them out, sending them in prisons, treating them like trash. And these people are trying to say that I am lying. I have not lied about anything. What they did not like is the fact that I'm speaking the truth and people are getting to know what kind of governments they have, even though some of them already knew, and if not all of you already knew. You didn't care about our rights. You violated it as if it's something that you can do with whatever you choose. Treated us like trash when we were treating you well. We go into your government places, you have the girls with their pants down to the lower part of the butt where you could see the butt and a big space there. Doing that at a government place, and when it's not that, they pull the top down so low in the banks, in the grocery stores, everywhere you go. And then they start acting as if, you know, you want them because they've got all that you want. Well, if you want something that is going all over the place, throwing its body everywhere, who wants that? That's trash. You lost your sense of dignity, your sense of love, and the government did that to you. Don't take it out on the public. The public isn't doing it to you. Well, they're doing it right now. But they allowed the government to control them in every way. You're feeding them with the money that you have because they have set it up to have their taxes paid through all the things that they keep raising over and over. They told me that they'll raise it high in order to hurt me. And they have all of you suffering for it. They were doing it before anyway. They just used me as their catalyst to do their damage to others and to us. That's the government you've got. So remember, don't blame human beings for what wrongs you see taking place. Look at the government. You will find out where why these bad things are happening. These people are attacking my knees, my ears, my head, my neck, my shoulders. Yes, I could hardly lift up my shoulders. And to comb my hair, I have to bend over, or else my hand would not work. Your government is doing this to all of us. And it's funny, when they take you to court, they want to strip you blind, even if you don't have the money. I've seen it done for life for many years and different lifetimes. I've seen what your government has been doing. And just as the different countries that had such popularity in their because their governments were so devious and ignorant, it's happening here with this government. They haven't learned anything from the past. They have now picked up where the other governments failed and is doing much more damage. It's time for you to recognize the reality of what's really going on. It's time for you to recognize that the people that your government has inside of this house are rapists, terrorists. They have the whole things back, the whole set of stuff backing them up. Your government is responsible for this kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to stop blaming the people for what the government is forcing these people to do. Wherever I went, bus stop, anywhere, they had females come in to play up to my husband, even with children in their hands. They sent little kids to play up to my husband. My husband is not a pervert. They figure all men want that, and the Caucasian and European men in the government seems to be sleeping with any and everybody. That's why they want to bring other nationalities in, more nationalities of other country from other countries in, so that they can sleep with them because they're getting sick and tired of the same bodies to go into, and they're perverted. They're sex addicts, in other words. That's why wherever you turn in the movies, everywhere you turn, they have women being raped in the Orient. That is an evil that should go. You should not have movies with women being raped. You're literally telling people that women should be raped. That is wrong. I don't think men should be raped either. But since women are the ones that are being raped, it's time for that to be spoken of. It's time for that kind of insanity to stop. Why are you raping women? Women are the ones who gave you your lives. You're even raping women and children in other countries, in India, in Pakistan, Africa, Asia, all over the world. Children and women, little girls and women are being raped. It's this insanity must stop. And then when we told the people in the jail in the United States that this isn't going on, this kind of behavior is not going on all over the place, you know what they did? They put on a radio with the same kind of stuff taking place in another country. They wanted us to see that it's going on all over the place. Does that mean that it's okay for them to do that? I thought Canada was more evolved. I thought America was more evolved. What they're showing me is that they're primitive. in their thinking, in their actions, in their lack of development. That's why we are going through what we are, not because we have done anything wrong. You know, let me tell you something that I never said before. A few people have been telling me that the reason Canada is treating us this way is because we're too highly developed for Canada and the United States. They're underdeveloped, and their lack of development is creating this problem. And these were Caucasian men. You need to start doing the right thing and stop using people to cut others down, like us, for instance, and set up men to sleep with me. When they told me when I was younger and I wouldn't sleep with them, that when I get older, that I'll be begging for sex. Well, I'll tell you something. When I told you sex was a beautiful thing, the guy inside of here started coming and trying to think that because he's attacking me in the womb, that I want more. I want him to sex me. I was telling you that because I wanted you to know I do not look down at sex activities. What I do look down, however, at is the fact that when you abuse anything, it becomes erotic. It becomes something nasty, because that's how people will see it when you're abusing them under those conditions. Women did not bring people in the world to be raped. Their children should not be raped. They should be respected and protected. Thanks, son. When you think that because other women are behaving flighty and they're whores, you go and you rape other baby girls because you think they will turn out to be whores. When you set up a society of whores to continue to behave irresponsibly and they do not care about anybody that's been harmed, in the past, children, people cared. Y'all don't care now. These kids are in danger of just being alive in any country today. Told me that people in my country is kissy-kissy. And women, it seems to me that they were trying to tell me that the men will be raping a lot. And a lot of men are doing this because they're being told to by the people who is telling them to do this. They're learning from the United States and Canada and other countries that if they're doing it, they're going to do the same to them. And these are supposed to be countries that are developed. No, they're not developed. They're underdeveloped, mentally, socially, underdeveloped. Care about anything. It's all about what's between their legs. And not everyone is like this. And those who are not, they have to keep a low profile, or they will be sorted out and forced to do what they want them to do so that they won't look like the criminals. That's what Canada and the United States have been doing to a lot of people. That's why when they use the president to go and sleep around too. He has a beautiful wife, two gorgeous children, and takes advantage of them. I'm disappointed in you, Mr. President. I'm sorry I have to speak about you. I wasn't going to. I have to show people what is happening. I have to tell the truth. I'm being told by different beings what's going on too. And I'm also seeing. But I also need more information, and I'm getting a whole lot. And if many of you were smart enough and you allowed yourselves to become the kind of beings that were exemplary and cared about each other, you would not fall into this situation. It's because many of you gave up. Many of you have been mistreated. Many of you have been forced upon. I'm not blaming you, but you can make changes now to accommodate a better future and get rid of the government. You don't need it. They tell a lot of lies. Once they get there, that's all they need. For many of these men, it's about sleeping around with different people because you have the power now to get whatever female you want to get. I don't play those games. If I'm working for anyone, they need to keep their hands off. And if I'm not going to, not safe in their presence, I don't want to be there. They force us to not work and then turn around and said that African people are lazy. You know, your governments have been telling so much lies that, boy, you all are amazing. Not in a good way. I'm sorry that I have to be the deliverer of messages that you don't want to hear. But I'm here not to hurt you or disrespect you. I'm here to show you the way out of it. You're better people than that. You weren't born this way. You were born perfect. And then you have people with oracles telling you, don't try to be perfect. That's government control. Don't you understand? All these oracles, they did not mean to do this. They were forced upon to. They had to do what the government told them because many of you did the same thing. Government systems everywhere you go. This is what is being done. This is what they're forcing us to do. But I'm not going to be a part of it. I told them, go ahead, kill me. But I'm not going to sell anybody out. I am not here to play games against anyone. I am here to tell the truth. I am here to make sure that your governments are held accountable for the damage that they've been doing. And you will see how fast a lot of them will start flying once they recognize that you're not going to play their games. When all of you say you're attacking me in the rectum right now, not heavy, not bad. I felt it like a needle. This is what they do. I'm surprised it wasn't in the womb. Because that's where they hit first. And you can be sure, when I'm finished here, they'll be doing a lot of that. That's the kind of people you have here. And these are the people that they send. The oracles are being sent to harassing is one thing, but literally terrorize you by telling you things that are not even true. They don't know what they're talking about because they're into the evil that the government is forcing them to participate in and probably making a lot of money because of it. I won't do that. They were trying to get me to spy on people, do anything they want. I am not going to be a part of that. You could get the whole United States and Canada to spy on anybody if you want to. That's your business. But when that business robs other people of their rights and children are being raped, it's no longer your business. It's no longer your business because you are causing innocent beings, babies in the crib, to attack these children to abuse the parents. This is what your government is into, ladies and gentlemen. I think they need to be weakened and taken out. They don't have that right. They're robbing you and everybody else of that right. Setting up oracles to do you whatever they want to by the words that they use. Many of you think that you're bad people. You're not. You've been ushered in by the beings that were told to manipulate you, treat you nice, and quickly get ways in which they can now tell you after you like them and you think they're okay and cool, and you all quickly fall for people quickly when you think they're okay because they're telling you all the right words, and there are many people who are able to do that. I can do that, but I'm not going to. I want you to know the truth because you have a right to be able to protect yourselves. And if you don't take the truth and recognize that that will help you and use it to the best of your ability to protect yourselves by strengthening each other, by protecting each other, your government won't be able to get away with what they're doing. You won't believe the things that will happen if you make those changes. Stop thinking of just about yourself. It's not about you alone. If you protect you alone and other people are living in the world in hell, do you think they're going to sit back and see you feeling nice and looking good and having a good time? And that's why they were attacking me because and my family, because we are properly brought up by me. My son is a fantastic human being. He had a birthday. I couldn't even say happy birthday to my son. I couldn't even give him a gift. I can't even speak to him. I can't see him because your government did this. That's what they have done. That's what they do. Their jealousy. They said they were jealous. They were envious of me because I was handling myself in the right way. They couldn't play games with me. I saw through all their game playing. And what I couldn't see through, I was being told by others. Not people of this world. I work with the spirit world. I have never allowed myself to become complacent because I work with beings who are capable and who are not using me because they can't use me. They know who I am. It's only your world who decides that who I am and who I'm not. I don't need your world to tell me who I am or how powerful or strong I am or how weak I am. I know. So whatever they tell me, I will know if it's true and I will know if it's not. That's why I trained my family to become strong within themselves, to learn to love themselves, to be there for themselves. My son and my daughter were the closest friends when they were children. My daughter looked up to her brother. They were so well trained. All America and Canada could come out is, I'm a terrorist. Guess why? Because America, they couldn't get me to sleep with them, even though they know that I was illegally in the United States. In Canada, they couldn't do the same. All they did was terrorize me in the United States and in Canada. And then took me back in the United States to do the same with chains on our legs and hands, as if we were going to do something bad. And then when we went to the court in the United States, the court was a hoax. The lawyer, the judges, everybody, hoax. You don't have to believe me. You'll find out yourself. Some of you already know. You've been there. So don't look at everybody that they're criminalizing and calling criminals. Then sometimes if you get to know what is really going on in the background, you'll find out that real criminals are not the ones that they're taking in. It's other ones who are taking them in. Your government. They're playing all kinds of rotten games. They couldn't play that with me. They set up people to go to prisons. Did you know that? It's a job they have. They play all kinds of games. But there's a lot of people are suffering from the gameplay. Because they don't realize why it's happening. And they can't speak out. Because some of them don't even know what's going on to speak out. They know that they're being played games with and things are being done to them that shouldn't be happening. You know, your government sent a guy actually, that my husband told it's okay, he can live in the basement of the place that we were living in, a mercenary to kill us. But my husband treated him well. And because of that, I think the guy realized that we weren't the people that the government was sending him to kill. But he tried to fix us still. He went and got a bike from someplace, brought it and told us thanks, and he couldn't pay the rent. So thanks for the place that you allow us to stay in. We have to move, but we would like you to have this bike. We left the bike where he put it. We were wondering if he stole it or not. Well, a few minutes later, a lady came. I don't know if he told the lady or something. I wouldn't put it past him. The lady came and was telling me that her son's bike was stolen. And when she was speaking to us, she looked to the side and saw the bike. She said, "That's the bike." I said, "Someone just gave it to us. A guy we had living downstairs, he just gave it to us. They're moving out now. And told us that that's a gift for us, our son, allowing them to stay there without paying rent for 4 months. No, more than 4 months. You know, it was more than 4 months. Yeah. And they did not pay us any money, and left that bike, and told the lady, if that's your son's bike, take it. We would not steal anything belonging to anyone. We haven't done so. But this gentleman who lived downstairs gave us the bike. So, but you said it's your son's. You're welcome to have it. And she took the bike and left. These are the things that we have been going through without having done anything wrong. Smoking marijuana is not something wrong, and no government in any place has a right to tell you. And actually, the government just walls in, creates a system, and start controlling y'all, and y'all don't even get it. And you want me to get your academics, and then because I don't have it, you want to tell me that I'm what? Illiterate? Well, where it's getting you now. My illiteracy help protected you. Your development in the school system is not helping you. It's turned y'all into rats, where you're going against each other, stealing each other's wife right in front of their faces, spending time setting up the man to treat him like he's better than the woman while you're sleeping around with the woman, because you couldn't do that with me. You think I'm the worst thing in the world, and you just ignore me and treat me like I'm something else. I did not mind. I was happy to be ignored, because I didn't really particularly want to speak to any of you either, because of your own attitudes and the manner in which you conducted yourselves. Showed that your academics was not good. And another reason that I did not use your academics was simply because if I had gotten it, I would have been seeing all the nasty things that you all have written all over the place. I don't look to read them, because that's what you use when you call it academics and train the kids in school and have the teachers sleeping with the children. You set it up in the government so that the men can sleep with everybody. And then you send these people to jail and all of this stuff. If you had allowed the parents to train their kids, the teachers would be much more developed and wouldn't be sleeping with the children. They're underdeveloped. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Too much prejudices. Wherever I go, I see prejudice everywhere I turn, practically. There are some nice people in between, I have to admit. I've met some really beautiful people from different nationalities, European, Caucasian, Indian, Oriental, African. I've met the spectrum. And there are some people that I absolutely love with all my heart and soul because of the kind of beings that they have been. Y'all didn't care. You just treated people like trash without even finding out what kind of people they are by getting to know them. You don't have to go into their homes. You don't have to go anywhere. All you get to know them wherever they are. You treat them well, they treat you well. It's the kind of undermining things that your government forced y'all to do that is causing the problems for everybody, even the ones that they say they look up to. A lot of them play a lot of games. Have you looked at, what is this movie we look at again, hon? With the babies being The Matrix. If you look at The Matrix, you'll notice a lot of the information and it has a lot of nasty words. You could go past that if you want to find out what is really going on. And in The Matrix, they have something under the ground of this the Matrix. They are growing babies with all these things attached to their belly button, and they're growing them like they grow plants. And when the kids get big enough, these kids work in their systems. These are the slaves that your government is promising to have in the future. Taking your children, taking the DNA from y'all, and creating babies from them. Having someone carry it for a short while and then growing the baby by themselves after a while. This is a dangerous thing. These kids could be going through rape. These kids could be going through lack of food, lack of a lot of things, only enough for them to stay alive so that they can work them to death. the kind of life that you want to live for the rest of your life and have people suffer this way and you just sit back and fill yourself with whatever you want to fill yourself with until your turn comes? That's not the way life was meant to live. And you know something? They don't believe that I am a God, but they did when I first came here. They were the ones who were saying you're a God and, you know, want to kill me because of it. That's why they set up all kinds of scenarios. They might be telling you that I'm not, but they knew I was from the beginning. They were setting up all kinds of threats on Coast to Coast and other shows like that. When I first went to Spring Grove to live, which I did not want to go and live there. None of us did, actually. But we had no choice. So we went there. And when we put on the radio, thinking, you know, okay, we're in a different place. We can listen to the radio now. What came out? These people were speaking on the radio. Coast to Coast was one of them. And many other stations were literally, every time we turned on the radio, they speak about us and tell us what they're going to do to us. The government set it up. They had, wherever we went to live, they had it set up with bugs so that the radio stations can hear us when we speak, when we move in, what we're doing, see what everything we're doing. If we were really doing bad things, we would have been locked up in jail. They've been trying for a long time. But we did not have a problem because we were not into that kind of any kind of bad behavior or mistreating anyone. I had learned to fight back verbally. And I knew what to tell them. I was always kind, but there were times when I was not so kind in what I told them because of how I was being treated and my family were being treated. No one should tolerate irresponsible behavior that robs people of their rights. You're listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avatag Electron Blog Talk Radio. I would like you to think about this, and please tell your government that they need to take me seriously. They need to pay me and my family that money. We have to live our lives, and they have robbed us of our lives. We are living in a bubble now. We do not have rights. We never did since I walked into Canada. Even in the United States at a certain time treated me that way. Not in the same way that Canada is, but in different ways. I was beaten up at different times for no reason. No reason whatsoever, because at least no reason that I know of. The only thing that I feel that the reason that was because I didn't play games. I wasn't running around with different men to sleep with. They were saying that I, not in the United States they were saying this, but in Canada they were saying that when I get older, I'll be begging for sex. Could you believe this? A government sending people to tell me I'll be begging for sex on the radio? And that they will do me in when I get older? They were doing me all through my life in Canada. That's why they do not want me to us to go to court. Because they knew we would win. By far. We have done nothing to anyone. They've been doing it to us. Isn't that interesting? They have landlord and landlady coming and attacking us here in the house. It's been happening in every place we've lived. We go to dance. They set up, what is this guy's name again, honey? When we used to go to Nizam, would give us rotten roti. We were so insulted. We couldn't tell the man that the roti was spoiled. It was set up. We were being set up by this government who, wherever we went, my husband was working, and it was Tropical Nights. The venue they had was called Tropical Nights. And the person who ran it, who owned it, was Nizam. Nizam was selling us rotten roti, sending roses for me, and I did not see it as anything. I did not know it had meaning. I saw the person giving me a gift. I said, hey, thank you. I like roses. No problem. After a while, people were telling me, you know what you did? You accept the rose. It means that you're accepting the person's invitation to be with them. I'm not accepting anything. I have a husband. My husband was working in that place. And I, after a while, started working in the place. I was not in, I'm not interested in sleeping with anybody else. As a matter of fact, I hate going to bed with anybody but my husband. And my children, I'm very proud of them. And Mikkel, wherever you are, I want you to know this. I love you and always will. And you have never been the black sheep of this family. You've always been someone that could be looked up to and respected. You and your sister got along very well. Proud of you. And I'm proud of our daughter. And so your dad is proud of you too. So don't ever forget that we love you. Whether you can come and see us or not, we don't hold anything against you. We saw what the government did to you, hon. We recognize that you have been persecuted and terrorized. And I'm sorry you were put through this. We're very proud of you because we knew that you were the kind of person that was trained properly. And you also acted that way. But you went through hell in the school system. And I'm so sorry that you went through those things. If it were not for my going into the school system, you probably would have suffered even more. But you asked me not to come back and speak to the teacher because they persecuted you once you once I came to speak to them. And they called you mama's boy and kept you over class, kept you kneeling in the class at recess, I think, and at lunchtime. That's what they did to my son. Our son. My husband wants me to know that it's his son, too. And it is. And this is his daughter, too, Mahogany. And we love them. We'll always love them. They're good kids. I had no problems bringing those kids up. And they were well-trained. So remember this. When kids are trained properly, they grow up properly. When they are set up to be persecuted, however, don't expect them to be the same kind of beings that they used to be. They won't go bad, but they will look to protect themselves if they see that they're being provoked and stop the garbage. Your society has all kinds of isms that is robbing people of their rights, turning people into the kind of people that your government wants them to turn into so they can take advantage of them. I love you all. Blessings to you and good luck on your endeavors. And try to do the right thing. Stop doing bad things. It's just not fair. Human beings are beautiful people if you give them the chance to develop properly. Your government isn't doing it. It doesn't isn't helping them. So you need to start helping each other. That's how you're going to stop this kind of insanity. Your government has gone mad. They think they own you, even though they're living off of you. It's time for you to quit selling, giving the government whatever they want. And that's why we are leaving this country. And your government is going to have to pay the $8 trillion as well as the United States government. And if they don't pay it, countries will go down under the earth. They will sink like a stone underwater. I thank you very much for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. And I would like you to listen to My God.
Just Time machine. every single time that an age of mankind has reigned all over this planet. Different groups of masters of deception and their disciples of deceit have created empires to control the people in many lands through systems of religious and secular gods under different ideologies, including every one of their so-called democracies, so that they can steal most of the wealth of the earth and enslave and oppress all life forms that live and die on this planet. Who gives mankind the right to put a price on this planet's life so that they can serve their greedy and selfish bottom line? How can a group of any kind weave its evil deeds from behind the shadows of their twisted secret societies to plunder and destroy life on planet Earth and expect their own species to survive such a shameless and total genocide? Planet Earth is under siege as a group of heartless men of might and means slashes swiftly and cuts very deeply to try to bring this entire planet to its knees. Trillions of species are now running for cover, desperately looking for any kind of shelter to protect themselves from being mangled and devoured by the big, mean, profit-gouging wrecking machine. The merchants of death are moving in for the kill as they recklessly plunder and ruthlessly devour everything in their sadistic and demonic power as part of their evil agenda to pull this entire planet under. Not since the days of Noah have so many different races of mortal beings known so much fear, anxiety, and desperation, and the feelings that these masters of misery most attack are the ones who are less able or willing to fight back. Most of the plants and animals and other mortal beings who have shared this planet with the human race for many ages now have been driven completely out of existence by mankind's destructive and deadly agenda. Even sacred matrimonies between human beings are now being deliberately destroyed, and the family is becoming a thing of the past. Sadly, even justice and integrity can now be bought and sold for a price in a world that is now run by money, greed, and lies. But this great wrath will not go on for much longer, for this is the age of empowerment, and we each now have the power more than ever to pull together and find powerful and peaceful ways to make our governments turn around and serve the greater good of all that live and die on this earth, or shut completely down. Planet Earth is under siege, my human brothers and sisters, and being held hostage by powerful regimes. Let's speak the truth. And most of you still don't even realize that you're being duped. A government that loses its humanity no longer has the integrity to govern responsibly, even in a democracy, for in its lack of compassion and absence of true sight, it becomes a danger to itself and endangers each of its inhabitants' spiritual and social health.
Thank you for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk, I can't thank you enough. I truly appreciate what you have done to help us. And good luck to you on your endeavors. And we will try our best to, I'll try my best to cut down some of the language that I've used. Other than that, I'm not sorry. I am very proud of what I had to do. And I'm going to do it over and over if you allow me to stop the problem, because these problems are killing our family and killing many people all over the world.
We're proud of you, Princess.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
That's my princess. Good luck to you and blessings to all of you. And I wish you the best. Please try your best to do the right thing. Don't mistreat people. They're hurting inside. That's something that see on the outside. It's not something cutting your body or shooting you from the outside. But the pain that you have within is what it creates. Tells you that, you know, it's time for you to make some changes to stop things so that you can live. Everyone has a right to live, and we are being violated and blocked of our rights to live because of an institution that thinks that has a right to rob people's lives and rob them of their rights and opportunities. We were robbed of all of those, and that's why we're in this condition, not because we did not want to work. So please don't get the wrong impressions. It's because we were doing the right things and we were being persecuted. We had to stop because your government would not allow us the right to work without harassment, because they were sending the people to do it. And also the fact that we couldn't stay working in a society that was persecuting us sexually and harassing us verbally. Have a good day and blessings to all of you. I hope you're not unhappy, and I hope that what you're being told, you recognize this is not coming from prejudice mouth. It's coming from people who care about you. Okay? Goodbye, my brothers and sisters. Have a good day. Well, look, I had some tissues here.
Human beings and their lies and treachery. And, yeah.
Yeah, I've been down to get something.
One left it?
Yeah, I can't bring something.